paragraph bays. Vize bechinas simone beitzim dainu roishe echad kad v'roishe echad chad hu simen tara. Shnei roshe kadin oi chadin hu b'vaday tomei. Now we can understand the signs that the Gemara and the Halacha give us, that if one side is round and one side is pointed, that's a sign that it might be kosher. If both sides are round or both sides are pointed, then for sure it comes from a non-kosher bird. Ki be'emes. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, and this is very important. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, Yisroel, the Jewish people, afal pi shesh lem Yisroel, shenem sor lem Torah shebal peh, even though we have an advantage over the Goyim, that we have the oral Torah, avol bevadai heim nechozim b'shteit ha-toyres. But the Jewish people are definitely also connected to the written Torah, right? We're connected to both, written and oral. The Goyim have a minimal connection to the written. The Torah Shabbosav, the Torah Shabbapeh. Kilohem levadam nimsrushteim. Because in reality, it's only to the Jewish people that both Torahs were given. The written Torah also. Ki be'emes shtei ha-toyrois heim echod. Because in reality, the two Torahs are really one. Ki kulam nitnu me'roya echad, as the pasuk says in Koheles, they were all given from one shepherd. K'may shekosov mishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachdov. The judgments of Hashem are truth. They are righteous together. That when they go together, the written Torah and the oral Torah, they are a set, a matching pair. Ki be'emes kulo yechad, because in reality it's all one. V'Yisroel heimi sitra dikdusha mitzad ho'achdus hakodesh. And the Jewish people who come from the side of holiness, from the side of oneness, unity. V'alkein heim nechozim b'shtei ha-toyros shebechsavu ba'peh. That's why the Jewish people are connected to both Torahs, the written and the oral. Ki kulo yechad kanal, because it's all really one. V'zeh b'chinas roishe echod kad ve'echod kad shehu simen tara. Now you can understand why the Gemara gives this way to identify kosher as one side round, one side pointed. Zeh remez shehu misitre dikdusha shebechinas ha'tor shebechsav ha'bal peh sheshnim echod. These signs show that this egg is from the side of kedusha, from this which is a combination of the written Torah and the oral Torah. How? Watch. V'zeh b'chinas roishe echod kad, one side is rounded, zeh remez al b'chinas Torah shebichsav. That alludes to Torah shebichsav, shehu chof dalet sifrei hamikra. The word for rounded is kad, chof dalet. That's the 24 books of the written Torah. V'roishe echod chad, and the second side is pointed, sharp, Zeremes al b'chinas Torah shebal peh, shubi echinas chad. That symbolizes the oral Torah, which is what sharpens a person's mind. The oral Torah is called chad. Ki ikar hachidud hu b'torah shebal peh. Because the main learning that sharpens a person's mind is Torah shebal peh. Gemara, halacha, medrash, zohar kodesh, all of those sforim. B'chinas, as the Gemara uses the terminology in Shabbos Taf Samach Gimel, Talmidei Chachamim hamechadedin ze ezeh b'halacha. Rabbis who sharpen each other in halacha. By debating halachic issues, they sharpen each other. So we see that the Torah of the rabbis, the Torah Shebal Peh, is called chad. Sharpen, sharpening, pointing. So the egg that's one side round and one side pointed, that egg represents Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. You follow? Which is the Jews. That's the Jewish. That's the kosher side. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk also says in Koheles over there. U'chemasmarois netuim balei asufois. The rabbis who gather students together to learn Torah, they're like spikes that are knocked into the ground, like a nail that's knocked in very solidly. Hane'amar b'Torah shebal peh. That Pasuk is speaking about the Torah shebal peh. The rabbis who go around teaching Torah. Ki masmar roisho echad, because a nail, a spike, is something that has one pointed side, right? Sheze b'chinas Torah shebal peh kanal. V'alkein, and that's why roisho echod kad v'roisho echod chad hu simen tahara. An egg where one side is round and the other side is pointed, that's a sign that it comes from a kosher, it probably comes from a kosher species. כי זה רמז על קדושת ישראל, שמייחדים שתי התוירויס ונאחוזים בשניהם ככולי אחד. Because that points us to the Jewish people who unite the two Torahs, who bring the two Torahs together, and we're attached to both of them, because in reality, they're both really one. Right? אבל שני ראשי הקדין ושני ראשי החדין הוא סימן תומו. Whereas if both sides of the egg are round or both sides are pointed, that's a clear indication that it comes from the other side, the side of the goyim. שהם בחינס נירגן מפריד אלוף. Where the פסוק refers to them, the Jews are the symbol of unity. Achdus, we said before, that unite both Torahs. The goyim are the opposite. They're called nirgan mafrud alef. They're always making separation. They're always causing breakage. Shehem bechinas hapirud bein kodesh brichu shchinte. They represent the separation between Hashem and the Shechina. Bein Torah shebichsav leTorah shebalpeh. V'alkein heim bebechinas shnei roshei kadin u'shnei roshei chadin. That's why the goyim are represented by both sides round or both sides pointed. Ki eina mechabrim yachat Torah shebichsav Torah shebalpeh. Because they do not bring together the written Torah and the oral Torah. They do not combine both of them. Ki be'emes. Now listen how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the concept of secular culture and how that fits into all of this. The goyim also have, lahavdil, we have our Torah Shebal Peh, our Gemara, which is our Torah and our culture. And lahavdil, the goyim also have culture. They also have books that discuss manner, character, you know, building your character, all kinds of things like that. Ki be'emes onuroyim sheyesh lahem gam kein bechinas bal peh. Because we see that by non-Jews also, they don't only have a connection to the written Torah, they have their oral traditions also. They have their bal peh also. Haynu, ma shechachmeim boidim lehem meilibom hanhogos, that their intellectuals think up from their own brains, from their own minds, they come up with what they think is how human beings should conduct themselves. Umishpotim bal yadoim, whereas our Gemara, our Halacha, they don't know, they don't recognize. V'chochmos chitzonius, they have their chochmos chitzonius. Avol kol ha-toyrois psulois shelohem, shechachmeyem boidim lehem bal peh b'chol dor v'dor, however, their false Torahs, their books, their cultural books, you know, their ideologies, which their leaders, you know, their intellectuals teach, you know, and pass down from generation to generation, he psula legamri. It's totally pasul. It's invalid. Ve'en lehem shum achizu smicha. And it doesn't have any leg to stand on. Ki heim eino mechabrim Torah shebichsav Torah shebalpeh. Because they do not make any connection between the Torah shebichsav, the written Torah, and their Baal Peh, their Torah Shebaal Peh, their traditions, or their ideologies, or their books of rules, you know, of how to live. Ki be'emes Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh shelonu dikdusha, heim kulo echad. Because once again, our Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh are all one. Ki Torah Shebichsav ein lo shum perush ubir ki ma'idei Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the written Torah, we have no way in the world to understand it without our oral tradition, without what we receive from Moshe Rabbeinu, from all the rabbis and everything, you know, who taught us how to understand the Torah, how to interpret the Torah Shebichsav properly. V'chein Torah Shebaal Peh levad gam kein ein lo metzius ki ma'idei Torah Shebichsav. And so too, our Torah Shebaal Peh does not begin to exist without the Torah Shebichsav. Everything in the Gemara, in the Medrash, in the Zohar HaKodesh is based on the written Torah. Ki kol Torah Shebaal Peh nismach al mikrois shel Torah Shebichsav. Because the entire Torah Shebaal Peh is based only on psukim that are written in the Torah shebichsav. Ki les milsa de remiza boy raisa k'moy shom razal, because the Gemara says in Tainus Daftes a very famous statement that there is nothing in the oral Torah that is not hinted to somewhere in the written Torah. I mention an example of this. We have the four fasts, the four rabbinical fasts that we have throughout the year, which are Asara Beteves, which is coming up pretty soon, in about another 15 days, 2 weeks, the fast of Asara Beteves. We have Gimel Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia, right after Rosh Hashanah. We have Shiva Asara Betamuz, 17 days in Tammuz, and we have Tisha B'Av, the beginning and end of the 3 weeks. So we have four fasts. There's one additional one, which is Tanit Esther, Tainus Esther. These are rabbinical fasts. Supposedly, there's no mention of it at all in the written Torah, right? Wrong. The Meforshim and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us that when Yaakov Avinu engaged the angel in battle, the angel of Esav, and the angel of Esav hit him in his thigh and moved his thigh bone out of place, it says over there, Al Kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael eskid anosher, that because of that incident, that the angel hurt him in the area of this sinew, this gidanoshe, the Jews do not eat gidanoshe, period. The Zohar HaKadosh gives a whole incredible explanation as to how this symbolizes the Churban Beis HaMikdash, why he hit him bedafka in the leg, what that represents, and how it represents the Beis HaMikdash and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and everything that would follow. So the commentaries there in the Zohar HaKadosh say, now watch this. Look at the words in this pasuk. Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael, therefore the Jews do not eat. Es gid hanoshe, three words. The word hanoshe is the same letters as the word hashana, of the year. Which days of the year do the Jews not eat because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because he hit him over here? The word es, aleph tof, is tisha av, the ninth of av, or Ta'anit Esther. Also, it could also be Ta'anit Esther. I just saw this recently. Now, Gid, the word Gid. Gimel is 3 days in Tishrei. Yud is 10 days in Teves. And Gimel Yud Dalid, 3 + 10 + 4 = 17, is 17 days in Tammuz, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So in this pasuk in the Chumash, we have hidden in code the four major fast days that we fast for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, including Tanis Esther also, all hidden in a pasuk in Chumash. And we have thousands and thousands of things like this in the Gemara and other Sforim, where they show the connection, they show how everything in the Gemara, in the Halakha, in the Kabbalah, and the Medrash, are all based on the written Torah. So that to us, the written Torah and the oral Torah are one. They are inseparable. The written Torah, we can't use it at all without the oral Torah because we don't know what it means. In the written Torah, it says, put on tefillin between your eyes. What should the tefillin be made of? Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry? It doesn't say. Nothing. Gold, silver, everything. The Gemara has pages and pages and pages showing us how we learn out from different psukim in the Chumash all the details about the laws of tefillin and everything. So the Chumash can't work without the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Torah Shebaal Peh doesn't exist. There's nothing in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Nothing can be in the Torah Shebaal Peh unless it's plugged into something in the Chumash. Has to be connected. Nimtza, we see from this therefore, ki shnei ha-toyrois hem echod, that both Torahs are really one. Ki yefshe sheiskayim zeh b'lo zeh, because either one without the other one doesn't exist, doesn't have an existence. Avol ha'akum, whereas the non-Jews, she'ein maminim b'Torah Shebaal Peh, who do not believe in the oral Torah, afal pi shehein oiskim b'Torah shebichsav shelonu, even though they look at our written Torah, supposedly, they also study the written Torah, einam yecholim linoy kol lekabel mimeno klal, they can't really get anything out of it at all, meyachar she'eino maminim b'Torah Shebaal Peh shelonu, because they don't believe in our Torah Shebaal Peh, hamesura b'yodeinu ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu avshon, which was passed down to us from generation to generation from Moshe Rabbeinu, v'heim meforshim hamikrois kifidaitom hara, The non-Jews, they interpret the psukim in the Chumash based on their own brains, based on their own idiotic, however they choose to interpret it. U'mehapchem divrei Elokim Chayim, they change the words of Hashem, they interpret it however they like. Aval afal piken, however still, me'achar shal kol ponim heim oiskim b'mikra, the fact that they study the Old Testament, supposedly, they have some contact with it. Al kol ponim yesh lem shom eiza chilo kalo ma'at ma'at. They have some tiny, tiny connection there. Al yidei hishtalshlus rav. Through it's going many, 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 many levels down, from what it really is. Aval ha-Torah ha-psula ha-bal peh shalahem. However, their oral traditions, which have no basis, which have zero connection to the Torah Shel Sav, the things that their geniuses, whether it be Albert Einstein or Socrates, this one, all of their thinkers and philosophers and scientists and leaders and writers, all of their ideologies and all of their wisdoms. Things that they invented from their own hearts through their own secular knowledge, which come from their secular wisdoms and everything, that is totally distant from our Torah. That has no connection to the Torah. Ki einom nismochim klal al shum mikra. They do not base their ideology or anything on any psukim in the Torah like we do. They don't go for, whatever is their ideology, their oral traditions are just whatever they decided to be, whatever they decided to accept, whether it be their constitution, their declaration of independence, the Bill of Rights, the Bill of this, that all of the different countries established for themselves as their, their Torah. Ve'ein lohem shum masoret. They have zero tradition, real tradition that goes past from generation to generation. Rak mashim boidim yatz maliba. It's just whatever some guy thought of, that he thinks is the right thing to do. He goes ahead and writes a book and period. And people choose to read it. 30 million people read this and this becomes the new thing, The new fed. Nirgan Mafrid Aluf. This is why the Pasuk refers to the Goyim always as Pirut, a concept of separation. Because by them there is no connection between the Torah Shebuchsav and their Baal Peh, their oral traditions. They do not unite and bind together the written Torah and the oral Torah, asher be'emes kulo echad, which is really one. V'ze b'chinas shnei roshe okadin or shnei roshe echadin, shehu simen tuma. And this is why we say if both sides are round or both sides are pointed, you can be sure that it's from a non-kosher species. Me'achar she'ein shom b'chinas simen hiskashru shtei b'chinas anal, shem kad v'chad kanal. Because of the fact that in that egg, we see there is no connection between written and oral. Remember, we said written was Kad, the 24 books that are written Torah, and oral was Chad, that which sharpens the mind. But rather, there's no contact between the round and pointed, but rather it's all round, or all pointed. That's the concept of separation, the Sitra Achra. Bechinas Lahat hacherev hamisapeches sheyesh lo shnei chidudin shehi shomeres derech etz chaim. Rav Nosson Zal ties this now to what happened when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and when they were thrown out of Gan Eden, and Hashem put a special sword, a double-edged sword, a sword that had two sides, both sides sharp, which was put at the entrance to Gan Eden, as to guard the Derech Eitz HaChaim, to guard that they wouldn't go ahead now and eat from the Eitz HaChaim, the other tree. Hainu b'chinas ha-toyrois psulois shelohem shechachmeyem mechatshim lohem. Rav Nosson Zal says, this lahat ha-cherev ha-misapechas, this sword that's sharp on both sides, that represents the chad and chad, like the egg that's pointed on both sides, this represents their ideologies, their Torahs, shechachmeim achatshlem, which their intellectuals invent, shu bechinas bal peh shelahem, this is their oral tradition, shehi bechinas lahat hacherev hamisapeches, which is represented by that sword of two sharp edges, bechinas shnei roshei achadin, shehi shomeres derech etzachayim, that guards the path to the tree of life, Hainu HaTorah Shehi Eitz Chaim L'Achzikmo, meaning that guards, that blocks them from getting to the Torah, which is the real book of life, which is the tree of life. Kal Yidei HaTorah Is Psulois Shelohem, Shehim B'chinas Lat Acheron Speches, because it's through their books and their wisdoms and their secular teachings and everything, which corresponds to this La'at Acher V'Hamisapeches, HaMahapchim Divrei Elokim Chaim, where they do the opposite of what Hashem really wants us to do. This is what prevents them from being able to draw from the tree of life, Me'HaTorah HaKdoshah, which is the Torah. Ki yefsher linak me'atorah kedoshah kim al yedei emuna ba'atorah shebal peh shelanu k'nal, because it's impossible for a person to draw and receive from the Torah unless they believe in the Torah shebal peh. Now the final paragraph. V'al kein shnei roshehu kadin shezer remez al Torah shebichsav levad b'li chibur Torah shebal peh hakdoshah shelanu. Now, before we explained why if the egg is pointed on both sides, that's an indication of non-kosher. Because we said again, pointed on both sides represents an oral tradition that has no connection to the written Torah. The written Torah was Kad, Chof Dalet, the 24 books. Kad means round. So if it's pointed on both sides, we're talking about their oral traditions, which are sharp, there's sharpness there, but it's not grounded, it's not connected to a Torah, to a written Torah. It's whatever any genius decides to invent himself. You know, this guy decides that today this is what people should be doing. They should have earrings in their nose, and they should have mohawk haircuts, and they should, you know, each star, each bright new star in each generation who comes up with an ideology or a culture or a program, you know, the Freudian stuff. This were all the kinds of things, which that's what the people follow, you know, for a period of time. Now, v'alkein shnei roshei kadin, where now, if both sides of the egg are round, which is a remez to Torah shebichsav, having no connection to the Torah shebal peh, that's also a sign of lack of kosher, not kosher. Because the Gemara says, if a person is not worthy, if a person studies the Torah improperly, the Torah becomes a poison, a deadly poison to the person. Not only isn't it a book of life, it's the opposite. It kills the person. Because a person who wants to try to learn from the written Torah without connecting it to the oral Torah, hu mahapech divrei Elokim Chaim, he changes around completely what Hashem's real intention was. V'nasa lo sam hamoves, and therefore the Torah to him is a poison, a deadly poison. V'alkein hu simen tuma, and this is why the egg that's round on both sides is a sign of not kosher. V'chein shnei roshei achadin, and so too, like we learned earlier, if both sides were pointed, haynu Torah shebal peh levad, b'li chibur Torah shebichsav. That symbolizes an oral tradition that's not plugged into the written tradition, to the written Torah. Shezeh b'chinas Torah psulois shelahem. This again refers to their false and wrong ideologies, shem boidim b'libam, which they invented from their own hearts. It wasn't based on any written Torah. It's not based on the words of Hashem. It's based on whatever they thought of. Shehu b'chinas lahat hacherev hamisapeches, b'chinas shnei roshei achadin. The two pointed sides of the egg correspond to the two points, the two blades of that sword that Hashem put at the entrance to Gan Eden, blocking from getting to the tree of life, blocking from getting to the true interpretation of the Torah. V'alkein hu gam kein simen tuma. And that's why if both sides are round, that's also an indication that the egg is from a non-kosher bird. Aval roish echad kad v'roish echad chad, whereas if one side is round and the other side is pointed, sheze b'chinas chibur shtei ha-toiris kanal, that shows that we're uniting both toiris. We're connecting to the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaalpeh, Shezeh Bechinas Kedushas Yisrael. That's what the Jews are all about. That we draw from both Torahs, Shehem Mitzad Ha'achdus. We unify both. Shehem Meyachadin, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. We unite the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Ki Be'emes Kulo Echad, Echad, because it's all really one. V'alkein hu simen tara. That's why that's a sign that the egg could come from a kosher bird. Avol osur lismoich al simonim levad. But you can't rely on those signs alone. Kishom yefsher lahavchen ulahakir machma shein bebchinas mikro bebchinas asiknal. Because we said before, the Tikkuni Zohar said that eggs correspond to chumash, written Torah. And if eggs in general correspond to mikra, remember we quoted in the beginning of the Torah, and we said in mikra, it's hard to distinguish between goy versus lahavdil Jew, because the goyim also have some contact with mikra. Therefore, the signs in the eggs alone are not enough. You have to have a tradition. You have to know that this bird is a bird that the Jews in our city, in our country, ate from for generations. Then you can rely on it. Just a small item, some Ramozim. We know that Torah begins, our written Torah begins with the letter Beis. And one of the reasons, the Mephoshim say why, we know you would think the most logical letter for the Torah to begin with is Aleph. Aleph is one. One is Hashem. One is the Torah. One is the Jewish people. The Mephoshim say the reason why the Torah begins with a Beis is to tell us on page one, line one, word one, the first letter, that the Torah is not one. There are two Torahs, written and oral. And if you don't know that, if you don't start with that, you have nothing. If you go into Bereshis not knowing that what you're reading here is not enough, this is just introduction. It's only when you get to the oral Torah, that's when you'll get clarity, that's Kfira. And also in the Kriya Shema, we say, V'dibarto bum, you will speak words of Torah, you will speak about them. When you're at home, when you're traveling, everything, you speak about them. The Mephoshim say that the word bum, the beis is the beis of Bereshis. The mem is the mem of Me'emosai Koran Esashma B'Arvin, the first letter of the Torah Shebaal Peh. To show again that for Jews, it's round and pointed. It's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Either one without the other one is nothing, doesn't exist. Baruch Hashem.